Hey, Antonio.
What's going on? How's everything?
Antonio, you, I guess I'll just jump in. You're from the area. I guess how exciting was that for you just to sort of hear that the Jets were interested, first of all? And, I mean, do you still have a kind of a big family presence in Rahway and in New Jersey?
Yeah, I got a large family presence, about 70-plus family members in Rahway. Everyone is happy. Everyone's excited. I couldn't wait to jump at the opportunity to come here and play for the Jets. Just ecstatic. Super excited over here, brother.
Antonio, what were you told about your role on defense?
My role? My role is to go out there and compete. You know, they said that they want everyone out to come out here, compete for positions. I'm excited for the opportunity to compete. I know I'm going to push myself to the limits, and I plan on pushing everybody that's in that D-line room. The best guys will start.
Antonio, a couple of the coaches were saying before that, you know, based on the personnel that they bring in, they could play more four-man fronts, or they could play a lot of three-man fronts. Do you feel like you could fit in both?
Without question, I could fit in all the fronts. I've played all the fronts in this league. I've been around for a little while. I plan on having a great year this year. This team plans on having a great year this year. Really don't care about what happened last year or in the past. It's all about now and the future.
Antonio, how are you physically? You've had a number of, you've battled through a lot of injuries and adversity in your career. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling good right now. I've been over here the last 2 days working out, training. Things are going extremely well. You know, like I said, it's just, I'm just working on the future, getting ready to gear up and play the best of my ability and compete for a starting job over here, over with the Jets. You know, it's on the table for everybody, and I think it's great. I'm like a young bull getting ready to go back in the ring.
Describe your career. It hasn't been easy, right?
My career definitely has not been easy. But I take on all the challenges. You know, I've never hit the eight ball. I just always been directly behind it. So, you know, I welcome all competition, and I expect to be, like, you know, in the mix of things. You know, I think it's just great. I'm excited.
And tell me, what's it like coming back to the Jets after having been on the practice squad a few years ago, and obviously San Diego signed you? I mean, did you think you were going to get a better chance with the Jets back then?
Yeah, I mean, when I came here, I was in my own backyard. When I first came here, I was on the practice squad, especially from being out of football so long. I was excited to be here. You know, I thought I was going to have an opportunity to eventually play and be a Jet for a long time. It didn't work out that way. San Diego picked me up off the practice squad. I had 4 great years in San Diego. I have no complaints, no regrets. But, again, that's in my past. I'm going to leave it there. I've turned the page in my career. I'm a New York Jet. I'm ecstatic to be here. And I'm all about having some fun, and the only way we're going to have fun is by winning.
Antonio, did you know Cromartie at all from your time in San Diego? You guys pretty close?
Yeah, I certainly did. Crow came right when I walked in the building yesterday. I didn't even get a chance to use my code. My code, Crow, actually let me in the building and made sure to let me know that he's happy to see me. Followed by, "What up, fat ass?" You know, so I'm pretty friendly with the guy.
Antonio, another former Charger is coming to the Jets with Antoine Barnes. What can you tell us about him?
Great pass rusher, a guy that I feel has been underworked and undervalued during his career. I think Barnes is going to have a major impact, you know, this year for the Jets. I don't think a lot of Jets fans really know him that well, but he's a guy that was in the Baltimore organization, knows this defense, knows how to play this defense, and knows what's expected of him. And he's a beast off the edge. guy that got a hell of a get off, and that's going to create a lot of havoc and create a lot of plays on the defensive side of the ball this year.
Okay,